Hello. Welcome to the blog. This one is about developing leadership qualities. All organizations need leaders. Leaders are able to inspire others to cooperate together to give their best performance in order to achieve a valuable goal or objective. Obviously, successful leaders are people who other people will willingly follow. A leader with no followers is a sad sight to behold. But teams of people do not follow just anyone. Teams of people will only follow those individuals who have developed their leadership qualities. Not everyone has leadership qualities. Meaning, not everyone displays those personality traits that the people want to see in their leaders. Question: what are the traits that people want to see in their leaders? What are the leadership traits and qualities? Second question: do you possess these traits? Do you have the leadership qualities? If you don't, and if you would be a better leader, it is up to you to reconfigure your habits of thought, speech, and action so that they are in harmony with the requirements of leadership. Let us identify the leadership qualities and ask ourselves if we demonstrate these qualities in our daily lives. Since you become what you habitually think, do, and say, and since you can, with effort, control, and alter, and improve any aspect of what you think, do, and say, then you can make yourself a better leader by harmonizing your actions with the following list of qualities. 1. Are you mentally in focus, or are you mentally drifting? Non-leaders allow their minds to drift. Leaders think. Successful leaders are thinking all the time about four things: the goal, the plan of action that will achieve the goal, who could they get to do the work, and how can they motivate other people to do the work. Each one of those questions requires a high degree of thought. That is why leaders think a lot. Non-leaders don't think about these things. Non-leaders think about other things: what's for dinner? What is the cricket score? When is next tea break? If you want to be a leader, then write down these four questions every day and think about the answers. Write out the answers and make the answers your mission plan. What is the goal? What is the best plan of action that will achieve the goal? Who could I get to do the work? And could I best motivate these other people to do the work? Leaders have detailed thought files on the answers to these questions, and non-leaders don't. 2. Leaders think about their language. Non-leaders don't. Leaders are leaders because they communicate differently. They use the language of leadership. The language of leadership is not normal language. The language of leadership presupposes that final victory is inevitable. Dramatizes the goal to make it sound nobler than it really is. Minimizes the importance of the inevitable difficulties and setbacks so that people are not discouraged by the many difficulties and setbacks they suffer. Leaders never complain, bitch, moan, or whine. On the other hand, non-leaders are careless about the way they speak. Non-leaders claim that there is no hope for the future. We are doomed. Non-leaders make a temporary setback sound like a final defeat. And non-leaders bitch, moan, and whine incessantly. Question: do you speak more like a leader or a non-leader? 3. Leaders are always conscious of their conduct in public. And leaders manage the way they come across. They call it impression management. Impression management means that leaders know that people judge everything. People judge you if you swear too much. People judge you if you are often late for meetings. People judge you on your handshake. People judge you on the way you speak to subordinates. People judge you on your levels of honesty and politeness. This is why you will never see David Cameron or Barack Obama drunk, swearing, miserable, looking defeated, or angry. But you did see Gordon Brown looking miserable, looking angry, looking defeated, and you heard him bad-mouthing people, all of which led to his downfall. The idea you need to bear in mind is, everything counts. Leaders know that people do judge books by their cover. And it is not true that you should judge not. Instead, judge, and be prepared to be judged. Leaders are serious about who they are and what they are becoming. Leaders are equally serious about what they appear to be in impression management. If you would be a better leader, then you need to be serious about the following things. What is the goal? What is the best plan of action that will achieve the goal? Who could you get to do the work? And how can you best motivate other people to do the work? How do you talk? Do you talk optimistically and confidently about the future, or not? Do you talk pessimistically about the future and call it being realistic? How do you come across to the others in the team? What impression do your daily habits of thought, speech, and action, your code of conduct, leave in the minds of others? Or have you never given impression management any serious thought? If you would be a better leader, then give all these things your careful consideration. If you are serious about wanting to improve your leadership skills, please attend our 2-day leadership program. Thank you.